Christ the Lord. Christ the Lord. Hallelujah. Christ the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace, love, and mercies. Thank you, Lord, for your helps you have sent into our lives. Thank you for battles you fought for us and made us victorious. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for making all things work together for our good. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for your promises that are coming to pass in our lives. Thank you for your heavens that have opened upon us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for glorifying your name in our lives and situations. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for peace you have enthroned in our souls. Thank you for subduing Satan under our feet. Thank you, Lord, for making us succeed in everything we lay our hands upon. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for the beautiful things you have started to do in our lives. And we know that you will finish those things. You will complete your works that you have started in us and around us. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for terminating shame and disgrace in our lives. Thank you for filling our lives with your presence. Thank you for filling our environments with your presence. Thank you for defending us with your wings. Thank you for covering us and for protecting us from deadly attacks coming from the realms of darkness. Thank you, Father. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you because in this ministry, you have never let us down. You always meet us at the point of our needs. You always answer our prayers. You have never failed us. Thank you, Lord. I ask that even as we would be praying together here on this platform, O Lord, visit us from your throne. Touch our lives. do impossible things, do miraculous things, glorify your name and power in this place. Change our lives so much that people will ask us, how did it happen? Oh Lord, change our lives. Thank you, Lord, for we know you are going to do more than our expectations. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. I believe that the Lord is here because of you. And if you can believe, you will see great miracles in Jesus' name. We're going to take some worship songs before we go into prayers. You are the Lord, Most High. You are the Lord. You are the Lord, Most High. You are the Lord. You are the Lord, you are the Lord, Most High, you are the Lord, King of the universe, you are the Lord, Most High. You are the Lord. You do wonders. You do wonders. Most High. You do wonders. Great and mighty works. You do wonders. Most High, you do wonders. You work miracles. You work miracles. Most High, you work miracles. You work miracles. You work. Most High, you work miracles, because you're the Lord. You are the Lord. Most High, you are the Lord. Lion of Judah, you are the Lord, Most High, you are the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Let our King be lifted up. Hosanna. Sing Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest, in the highest. Let our King be lifted up. Lifted higher, 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 lifted higher, lifted high. Jesus, you be lifted higher, higher, lifted higher. Jesus, you be lifted higher, oh higher, higher, lifted higher. Let our King, let our King be lifted up. Let our King, let our King be lifted up. Let our King, let our King be lifted up. We are here again. We are here again. Father, we are here again. Holy Ghost, come and take control. We are here again to believe. We are here again to trust. Father, we are here again. Holy Ghost, come and take control. We are here again. We are here again to seek your face. We are here again to receive from you. Father, we are here again. Holy Ghost, come and take control. Jesus, you are here. Father, you are here. Holy Ghost, you are here. You are here. For us, Jesus, you are here. Father, you are here. Holy Spirit, you are here. You are here for us. Oh, Jesus, you are here. Father, you are here. Holy Spirit, you are here. You are here for us. Faithful are you, Lord. Faithful. Faithful are you, Lord. Faithful are you, Lord. You are so faithful. We are singing, faithful are you, Lord. We are worshiping, faithful are you, Lord. Faithful are you, Lord. You are so faithful. We are yet to say, faithful are you, Lord, in every situation. Faithful are you, Lord. Faithful are you, Lord. You are so faithful. We give you all the glory. We give you all honor. We give you all the glory. Yes, Lord. We give you all honor. From the depth of our hearts, we give you all the glory. We give you all honor. We give you all the glory. We give you all honor. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. How excellent is your name, O Lord. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name, O Lord. O Lord. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name, O Lord, O Lord. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name, O Lord. We praise you, we praise you, O Lord. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, we praise you, O Lord. In our lives, we see what you're doing one more time. We lift our voice in praise of your name. We lift our voice. We lift our voice in praise of your name. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, we praise you, oh Lord. We praise you, we praise you, oh Lord. In our lives, we see what you're doing one more time. We lift our voice in praise of your name. We lift our voice in praise of your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Sing hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. The Lamb of God. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. High above Father, Almighty Father, who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I have a Father, hallelujah. I have a Father, Almighty Father, who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I have a Father, hallelujah. I have a Father, Almighty Father, Almighty Father, who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I have a Father. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things he has done. unto the Lord be the glory, great things he has done. Unto Jesus be the glory, great things he has done. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things he has done. Oh, great things he has done. Greater things he will do. Unto the Lord be the glory. Great things he has done. Oh, great things he has done, greater things he will do. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things he has done. Oh, great things he has done, greater things he will do. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things he has done. Oh, great things he has done, greater things he will do. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things he has done. You are the mighty man in battle. Hell Shaddai. You are the mighty man in battle. Jehovah is. You are the mighty man in battle. El Shaddai, Lord, you are the mighty man in battle. Glory to your name. You are the mighty man in battle, O Lord, El Shaddai. You are the mighty man in battle, Jehovah Nissi. You are the mighty man in battle, El Shaddai. You are the mighty man in battle. Glory to your name. We cry, Abba Father, hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. We cry, Abba Father. We cry, Abba Father. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. Your name is high. Your name is higher than every other names. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. Your name is Lord. Your name is higher than every other names. Your name is Jesus. every other names. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. Your name is higher than every other names. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. He touched my life with his hands. My life changed. My life changed. He touched my life with his hands. I am no more the same. Jehovah touched my life with his hands. My life changed. He touched my life. He touched my life with his hands. My life changed. He touched my life. He touched my life with his hands. I am no more the same. Jehovah touched my life with his hands. My life changed. He touched my life. He touched my life with his hands. My life changed. He touched my life with his hands. I am no more the same. Jehovah touched my life with his hands. My life changed. God is a miracle worker. God is. God is a glorious God, is a miracle worker. God is a miracle worker, is a glorious God. God is a glorious God. He's a miracle worker. God is. Yes, he is. A miracle worker. He's a glorious God. God is a glorious God. Hallelujah. Begin to worship him. Praise him. Magnify him. Adore him. Worship his majesty. With all your heart. With all your soul. With all your mind. Worship the King of Israel. With the voice in your mouth, worship the King of Israel. Worship the Lord of hosts. Worship I am that I am. The Lion of the tribe of Judah. The King of glory. The King of the universe. The one who was and is. And is to come. The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battles. Worship him. Praise him. Adore him. Magnify him. Glorify him. Worship him. He is the Most High. He's highly lifted up, highly exalted, far above powers and principalities, far above the heavens and the earth, far above all things. He's highly exalted above all. No one can defeat him. No one can dethrone him. No one can conquer him, for he is the Most High. We praise you, Father. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. We can trust in you because you are forever faithful. We can depend on you because you cannot fail. We can hold on to your word because you do whatever you say. We worship you, Father. There is no other God that can do the things you do. No other God can love as you do. No other God can show mercy as you do. We worship you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we have given him worship and praises. Amen. Amen. We are going to take some Thanksgiving prayer points. You're going to thank God. You're going to say, Father, thank you for not giving up on me. Despite my shortcomings, despite my mistakes, my errors, my unfaithfulness, thank you, Father, for not giving up on me. Thank you for staying with me. Thank you for reaching out for me. Open your mouth and begin to thank God like that. Begin to thank God like that. Say, Father, thank you. Thank you, Father, for not giving up on me. Thank you for not giving up on me. Despite my shortcomings, despite my unfaithfulness, despite my wrongdoings, despite the fact that I still doubt your word sometimes, despite the fact that I still manifest unbelief sometimes, fear sometimes, you still did not give up on me. Thank you for staying with me. Thank you for coming to me. Thank you for reaching out unto me. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for not giving up on me. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given in thanks. Amen. Amen. You are still going to thank God? You're going to say, Father, thank you for doors you have opened for me. You're going to say, Father, thank you for doors you have opened for me. Doors that will take me higher in destiny, higher in fulfilling destiny. Thank you for opening those doors for me. Open your mouth and begin to thank him like that. You might not see those doors yet, but they have been opened already. They have been opened already. Say, Father, thank you for opening doors unto me. Thank you for doors you have opened for me. Doors you have opened for my ministry. Thank you for doors you have opened for my calling. Thank you for doors you have opened for my career. Thank you, Lord, for doors you have opened for my business. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Begin to thank God like that. Say, Father, thank you for doors you have opened for my academics. Doors you have opened for me to move forward in life. For me to succeed in life. For me to achieve great things in life. Thank you, Lord, for doors you have opened. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. You know, you're going to thank God again. You're going to say, Father, thank you for speaking for me in places I could not speak for myself. Thank you for speaking for me in places I could not speak for myself. Open your mouth and begin to thank God like that. Say, Father, thank you for defending me in places I couldn't defend myself. Thank you for speaking for me in places I could not speak for myself. Thank you for vindicating me in places I couldn't speak for myself. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. We are going to be praying some prayer points. And I believe that the Lord will visit you even as we pray those prayers. I mean, while we pray these prayers, I believe the Lord will visit you. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the fire of God destroy every demonic padlocks, witchcraft padlocks, locking up my blessings. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the fire of the Holy Ghost break in pieces every demonic locks, demonic padlocks, holding my blessings captive. Break in pieces right now. Break in pieces right now. Open your mouth and pray like that. His hand is studicala. Teso bashte nahatashanada. Gilete getebanashda. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost break them in pieces. Every witchcraft padlocks that is locking up my blessings. Every satanic padlocks, satanic lock, that have locked up my blessings, be broken by fire of the Holy Ghost right now, right now. In the name of Jesus, break in pieces. Break in pieces. Thank you, Lord. Every ancestral padlocks of darkness, every ancestral demonic padlock locking up my riches and wealth, locking up my blessings and favors, I command you to break in pieces now by fire of the Holy Ghost. Break in pieces. Break in pieces. Thank you, Lord. Break in pieces right now in the name of Jesus. I possess my possessions. In the name of Jesus, I possess my possessions. In the name of Jesus, I possess my possessions now. In the name of Jesus, every satanic locks and padlocks locking up my possessions, locking up my blessings, my benefits, my rewards, break in pieces now, break in pieces now, break in pieces now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are still praying. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let heaven open over my life, and let the will of God begin to prevail from this hour henceforth. You're going to say, let heaven open over my life, and let the will of God begin to prevail. Let the will of God begin to prevail. Let the will of God begin to prevail in my life from this moment onward. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Continue to pray like that. Let to let heaven open. Let heaven open. Let heaven open over my body, over my soul, over my spirit. Let heaven open. 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 And let the will of God begin to prevail. Let only the will of God prevail in my life, prevail in my career, prevail in my destiny, prevail in the works of my hands. Let only the will of God prevail in my calling and ministry. Let only the will of God prevail in my marriage, in my home, from this hour henceforth, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. And you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let every prison of darkness holding me captive, release me now by fire. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let every prison of darkness holding my soul captive, holding my health captive, holding my spirit captive, holding my body captive, release me now by fire. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus. Now, you need to understand that devil can put parts of your body in prison. We have people that are walking, they are walking on earth. Yeah, they are still alive on earth, but some parts of their bodies have been caged and imprisoned in the realms of darkness. Some parts of their bodies are being afflicted in the realms, in the prisons of darkness. Some parts, some organs of their bodies are being afflicted and oppressed and being destroyed in prisons of darkness. So begin to pray. Say, in the name of Jesus, let every prison of darkness holding me captive, release me now by fire. Every prison of darkness holding my holding the parts of my body captive. Every prison of darkness holding my soul or parts of my soul captive. Every prison of darkness holding my spirit captive. Release me now by fire of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Release me in the name of Jesus. Release me in the name of Jesus. He has his arm. Continue to pray like that. Prisons of darkness holding my life captive, release me now by fire. Prisons of darkness holding my life captive, release me now by fire. 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 Release my spirit by fire. Release my soul by fire. release my body by fire in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, you are still going to place your right hand on your head. And you're going to pray like this. You're going to see powers of darkness afflicting me with depression and confusion. Catch fire of the Holy Ghost. Yeah, you're going to say powers of darkness attacking me with confusion, deception, and depression. Catch fire of the Holy Ghost. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Powers of darkness attacking my mind with deception, with depression, with confusion. Catch fire of the Holy Ghost. Catch fire of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Catch fire. Catch fire. Powers of darkness attacking my mind, attacking my thoughts, attacking my soul with confusion, with depression, with deception. Catch fire of the Holy Ghost right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Catch fire of the Holy Ghost, powers of darkness controlling my mind to deceive me, to enslave me, to oppress me. Catch fire of the Holy Ghost right now in the name of Jesus. Catch fire of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're still going to pray. Fire of the Holy Ghost, pass through my blood and destroy every ancestral curses and covenant in there. Yeah, you need to know that there are you need to know that your blood can accommodate curses. I mean the blood that is flowing through your body, your blood can accommodate curses and covenants of darkness. Of course, you cannot see those things with your physical eyes. Yeah, if you take the blood sample to laboratory, they will not see what I'm talking about. But they are there. Yeah. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, pass through my blood and destroy ancestral curses and covenants of darkness walking there. Destroy them all. Destroy them all. Open your mouth and pray like that. begin to pray like that. Destroy them all. Destroy them all. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Fire of the Holy Ghost, pass through my blood. Pass through my blood. Pass through my blood. Destroy every ancestral curses and covenants of darkness operating there. Destroy them all. Destroy them all. Destroy them all. Thank you, Lord. Destroy them all right now. In the name of Jesus. Destroy them all right now. In the name of Jesus. Destroy them all right now. Right now. Right now. Right now. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, the Lord is showing me that some of you, there is a spirit of oppression. Or maybe I should call it a spirit of slavery. Yeah, that has been upon you since childhood. Yeah, a spirit of slavery, a spirit of oppression. Yeah, and that is why you have to struggle, you have to labor so hard to get any progress or any success. You always have to struggle so hard. You always have to labor so hard to get anything in your life move forward. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, separate from my life every spirit of oppression and slavery that has been following me from childhood. Separate them from my life right now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Nehashi shete senegala. Bahashu shende toshida. Dishtek tegala. Right now in the name of Jesus. Right now in the name of Jesus. Fire of the Holy Ghost, separate from my life. Spirit of slavery. Spirit of oppression that have clinged to my life from childhood. Fire of the Holy Ghost, separate them from my life right now. Right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, there are some habits that gives power to the enemy to ruin our lives. Yeah, I remember the case of a man that had long, the man had lung cancer. Cancer of the lungs. And there was this man of God who was going to pray for him to be healed. And as he was going to lay hands on the man, the Holy Spirit made him realize that the man loves smoking. Yeah, the man smokes a lot. Yeah. And you know, the Holy Spirit ministered to him that the man must stop smoking for him to be healed. Yeah, so the man of God asked he asked that man. He said, "Are you ready to stop smoking?" Yeah, and the man said, "I can't stop smoking." He said, "That means you can't be healed." Yeah, and the man said he preferred not to be healed. Yeah, that he cannot give up smoking. Yeah, the man said he preferred to go on with the lung cancer. Yeah, and the same thing applies to many believers. Today, the Holy Spirit would be telling them, drop this habit. It is this habit that is making the enemy overcome you, overpower you. It is this habit that is making you to suffer afflictions. Oppressions from the enemy. But those believers will not drop those habits. Yeah. So you're going to pray. I don't know the kind of habit that is in your life that is giving power to Satan to rule over you. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I reject every habit in my life that is giving power to the kingdom of darkness to rule over my life, to enslave my life. I reject such habits. I reject such habits. Holy Spirit, uproot them from my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Some believers, it is talkativeness. They can talk and talk from morning till night. Yeah. They can talk everything in this life. And that is what is affecting their lives. I don't know the habit that is in your life. Talk to God. Say, I reject every habit in my life that is the reason why Satan is ruling over me. See, I reject them. I reject them. Holy Spirit, uproot them from my life. Uproot them from my life. Thank you, Lord. Uproot them from my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You are going to pray. You are going to say, Father, change the atmosphere of my life. Going to say, Father, change the atmosphere of my life into fire. Make it difficult for darkness to operate in my life. Make it difficult for demons to operate in my life. Make it difficult for agents of darkness to function in my life. Open your mouth and pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Pray like that. Say, in the name of Jesus, let the atmosphere of my life change into the atmosphere of God's fire, such that darkness can no longer survive in my life, such that demons, spirits of darkness, evil spirits, can no longer survive in my life, such that the works of the devil can no longer stay in my life. Oh Lord, surround me with your atmosphere of fire. Surround my environment with your atmosphere of fire. Surround my environment with your atmosphere of fire. I believe you're praying like that. Make it difficult. Make it impossible for the enemy to function in my life. Make it impossible for agents of darkness to function in my life. Change the atmosphere of my life into atmosphere of fire. Do it right now. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You are going to pray. You are going to say, Father, I want to walk in the right path that will lead to the fulfillment of your promises for my life. Help me. You're going to say, Father, I want to walk in the right path that leads to the fulfillment of your promises for my life. Help me, Lord. Set me on your right path. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Lord, I want to walk in your right path. I want to walk in the right path that leads to the fulfillment of your promises for my life. The right path that leads to the fulfillment of your plans for my life. Lord, I want to walk on that path. Help me, Lord. Lead me, Lord. Direct me, Lord. Set me on your path. Set me on your ways. In the name of Jesus, lead me, guide me, instruct me, direct me. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let your terror come upon the forces of hell, the forces of darkness attacking me. Let your terror fall upon them and drive them away. Let your terror fall upon them and drive them away. The Bible says that when the enemy come like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall raise a standard against them. Say, Father, let your terror fall upon the forces of darkness that are coming into my life to attack me. Let your terror fall upon them. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, let your terror fall upon them. Drive them away with your terror. Chase them away with your terror. Forces of darkness. Powers from hell targeted at me, coming to destroy good things in my life. Oh Lord, send your terror upon them. Drive them away by your terror. Thank you, Lord. Drive them away by your terror. In the name of Jesus, drive them away now. Principalities, powers of darkness, targeting my life to destroy. Let your terror, O Lord, fall upon them. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let every hole, as in H-O-L-E, hole. Yeah. Every hole, H-O-L-E. You're going to say in the name of Jesus, let every hole created by darkness to drain, away my finances, to drain away my financial blessings, be shut down, be closed up right now in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. said, let every hole created by darkness to drain out, to waste my finances, to waste God's blessings in my life, be closed up right now. Be closed up right now. Be closed forever. Be closed forever. Every hole created by darkness to waste my resources, to waste my finances, to waste God's blessings in my life, be closed up forever. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Be closed up forever right now. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to see fire of the Holy Ghost destroy every marine spirit attacking me with sex in my dreams. Yeah. Or engaging my spirit through sex in the dreams. You're going to see fire of the Holy Ghost destroy every marine spirit attacking me with sex in the dream. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Now, they can note that they can attack you sexually and you will not even know. Yeah, you will not know. Yeah, but they are doing it, but you are not seeing it in your dreams, but it's happening still in your dreams. It's happening, but you are not seeing it. Yeah, so pray like that. Say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every marine spirit and engaging my spirit through sex in the dreams. Fire of the Holy Ghost, consume them now. Consume them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You are still going to pray with your hand, with your right hand raised up. You're going to see fire of the Holy Ghost destroy every covenant bond binding me to the demonic world. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every covenant bond demonic realms. Destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every covenant bond binding my spirit, soul, and body with the realms of darkness. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy such bond right now in the name of Jesus. Right now in the name of Jesus. Every covenant bond binding me with demons, binding me with marine spirits, binding me with realms of darkness, be destroyed by fire of the Holy Ghost. Be broken. Be broken by fire of the Holy Ghost. Break now. In the name of Jesus. Nisheshe teshida. Break right now. Break right now. Covenant bond binding me with realms of darkness. Thank you, Lord. Binding me with demons. Binding me with spirits of darkness. Break right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are still praying. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let great confusion come upon the enemies who will not leave my life alone. Let great confusion from heaven come upon them now. Let them begin to fight themselves. Let them turn to fight themselves and destroy themselves. Great confusion from the throne of God. Let it come upon the enemies of my life, who will not leave my life alone. Open your mouth and pray like that. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Great confusion from heaven fall upon them all. Every enemy that will not leave my life alone, let confusion from the throne of God fall upon them now. Let them turn against themselves and begin to fight themselves and begin to destroy themselves right now. In the name of Jesus, every enemy that will not leave from that will not leave my life alone, receive confusion from the Lord. Right now, in the name of Jesus, receive confusion from the Lord. Receive confusion from the Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to pray like that. You're going to say, with the keys of the kingdom of heaven, I open every door the enemy have closed against me. You're going to say, with the keys of the kingdom of heaven, I open every door the enemy have closed against me. I open them now. I open them now. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. With the keys of the kingdom of heaven. With the keys of the kingdom of heaven. I open every door the enemy have shut against me. I open them now. I open them now. Thank you, Lord. I open them now. I open them now. I open them now. In the name of Jesus. I open them now. I open them now. Nessesuji detectiona, Mahasan de Gilhashta, Netu Shene de Bala, Nehesu Seshinyashta. I open them right now with the keys of the kingdom of heaven. I open them now in Jesus' name. Every door that the kingdom of darkness have shut against me, I open them now in Jesus' name. I open them now. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, they are opened. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, disconnect me from people who are being used by the enemy to fight against my faith. There are people that, as long as you continue to talk to them and be close to them, your spiritual life will keep suffering. Your walk with God will keep failing, and your faith will keep going down. As long as you keep talking to those people, yeah, because devil is using them against your faith. Yeah. So you're going to say, Father, disconnect me from people who are being used by the devil to fight my faith, to fight my spiritual life. Oh Lord, disconnect me from such people. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Nishishtetisanada. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, disconnect me from people around me who are being used by the devil to weaken my spiritual life, who are being used by the devil to weaken my prayer life, who are being used by the devil to attack my faith. Oh Lord, disconnect me from them. Disconnect me from them. Disconnect me from them. Right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, sometimes it is you who have to set standards for yourself as you talk to those people, or as you talk to people, or meet with people, or walk close with people. You need to set standards for yourself. That is, let them know your stand in God. Yeah, anyone that wants to draw close to you and would want you to chat with them on daily basis, yeah, whether they are physical friends or online friends, you need to set standards by which they would relate with you. So anyone that don't meet up with that standard, then you have to cut them off. So you need to set standards, a godly standard for yourself, to judge who is worthy to be close to you and who is not. You need to set godly standards for yourself. Yeah. You need to know how to stop talking to some people, how to stop replying some messages, how to stop taking some calls. Yeah, because you can sense you can sense nothing profitable coming from such relationship. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, give me wisdom to set godly standards through which I relate with people, such that I let no one take me out of such standards. Say, Father, give me wisdom to set godly standards through which I relate with people. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. You need to know that Satan walk through people. Yeah, you can't see him physically. Satan walks through people. And you must set standards that will keep the Satan in people away from your life. You must be disciplined. You must be strict. you must be strict. Very strict. Say, Father, give me wisdom to set godly standards by which I relate with people so that I can stop demonic influences in my life, so that I can shut Satan out of my life, out of my calling, out of my destiny. Lord, give me wisdom. Give me wisdom to set standards for myself through which I relate with people. Thank you, Father, that no one will be able to take me out of the light, out of faith, out of righteousness. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every garment of shame the enemy has placed on me. And I want us to combine two things together in that prayer point. Yeah, you're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every garment of shame the enemy have placed on my life. And then you're not going to say, oh Lord, put on me the garment of honor. Open your mouth and pray like that. In the name of Jesus. The fire of the Holy Ghost, put away from me. Put away from my life garments of shame. In the name of Jesus. O Lord, put on me garment of honor. Garment of honor. Garment of honor. In the name of Jesus. Fire of the Holy Ghost, remove from my life garment of shame. In the name of Jesus. Fire of the Holy Ghost, take away from me the garment of shame from the enemy that is on my life. Remove the garment now in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, put on me garment of honor. Garment of honor. Garment of honor. The Jesus in Hapasta. Garment of honor. Right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. We have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. Jesus Christ. I command every barrier on my path to progress to disappear right now. You're going to say, by my authority in Jesus Christ, I command every barrier on my path to progress to disappear right now. Right now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. I command every barrier on my path to progress to disappear right now. By my authority, Jesus Christ, disappear. Thank you, Lord. Disappear. Barriers on my path to moving forward to the next higher level. I command you disappear now. In the name of Jesus, every barrier on my path to moving forward to the next higher level, disappear now in the name of Jesus. I command you to disappear by my authority in Jesus Christ. I command every barrier on my path to success, on my path to greatness, to disappear right now. Disappear right now. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. We have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray? You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the fire of God arrest every darkness spoiling my name in the minds of those God has chosen to help me. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the fire of God arrest every darkness spoiling my name, spoiling my integrity, spoiling my identity in the minds of the people God have ordained to help me. Let the fire of God arrest such darkness. Right now, in Jesus' name, begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Right now, in the name of Jesus, let fire of God arrest them. Every demon, every witchcraft, every darkness, spoiling my name, spoiling my identity, spoiling my integrity, in the minds of the people God have ordained to help me and support me, fire of God, arrest them now and consume them in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let the fire. fire of God arrest them. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are going to pray five more prayer points. Then we will round off the session. You are still going to pray? You're going to say, Father, make a way. You're going to say, Father, make a way for me in the wilderness of this world. You're going to say, Father, make a way for me in the wilderness of this world. I don't know anyone. Only you I know. Only you I depend on. Make a way for me. That is, you're saying, God, I don't know anyone that can make a way. It is only you I know who can make away in the wilderness. Oh Lord, make a way for me. I'll begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, make a way for me in the wilderness of this world. Make a way for me to succeed. Make a way for me to excel. Make a way for me to rise into the place of manifestation. Make a way for me to rise into the place of fulfillment of destiny, fulfillment of calling. Oh Lord, make a way for me in the wilderness of this world. Make a way for me to become the person you want me to be. Make a way for me now in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, make a way for me. I depend only on you. I don't trust in the arm of the flesh. I don't trust in my own wisdom. Oh Lord, I depend on you. Make a way for me. I don't trust in man or what any man can do. I trust only in what you can do through people, through men. Oh Lord, make a way for me in the wilderness of this world. Make a way for me to shine so bright in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have four more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, I receive grace. To overcome battles of darkness that have once defeated me. You're going to say, I receive grace to overcome battles of darkness that have been defeating me till now. That's what I mean. Battles of darkness that have been defeating me till this moment. So I receive grace to conquer. I receive grace to overcome in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. La hasha she ni Cecilia. Te shushe te bat in hatashda. I receive grace to overcome. I receive grace to overcome. I receive grace to conquer battles of darkness that have defeated me up to this moment. I receive grace to conquer them all. I receive grace to conquer them all. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I receive grace to conquer them all. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Three more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, I receive fire to produce greatness. With all that God has placed in me, you're going to say, I receive fire to produce greatness through all that God has placed in me. Through the skills, the gifts, the abilities God has placed in me, I receive fire to produce greatness through them. In the name of Jesus, I begin to pray like that. That is, you're saying you're receiving fire to give birth to greatness. To give birth to greatness through all that God has placed in you. Continue to pray like that. Say, I receive fire. I receive fire to produce greatness through all that God has deposited in me. All the spiritual gifts God has placed in me. Thank you, Lord. All the skills and abilities and talents God has placed in me. Say, I receive grace, I receive fire to produce greatness through them all. in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have two more prayer points. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the blood of Jesus remove every mark of witchcraft on my body, soul, and spirit. You're going to say in the name of Jesus, let the blood of Jesus remove right now every mark of witchcraft on my spirit, soul, and body right now. Open your mouth and pray like that right now. Neneshinam disisalam. Biharakto shenegodadilea. Tatashta. Anada dajda liharanisi jada mahashu jende teshda glahante kishida bayala. Let the blood of Jesus remove every mark of witchcraft on my spirit, on my soul, on my body. Blood of Jesus, blood of Jesus, Lord of Jesus, remove them now. Remove them now. Leheshi shenedeta dat ande kishidala. Blood of Jesus, remove them. Blood of Jesus, remove them now. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, they are gone. Amen. Amen. The last prayer point. You're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. In the name of Jesus, I receive divine direction to quit whatever I am doing now that would take me nowhere. Yeah. You know, in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3. Ecclesiastes, chapter 3. Let me see if I can read it. Yeah, I want to read where it says there's a time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. Yeah, some people, they don't want to pluck up that which is planted. And that is why they have been limited in life and destiny. Yeah, verse 2, Ecclesiastes chapter 3. Verse 2. A time to be born and a time to die. a time to plant, and a time to pluck up that which is planted. Yeah. So maybe for you to move forward, you need to quit something you have been doing for a long time. Maybe you need to pluck up that which you have planted, because it is time to pluck up that which is planted. Yeah, so that you can move forward, so that another thing can be planted. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive grace or you can pray this way. I receive divine direction to quit whatsoever I have been doing that is no longer profitable to my destiny. Whatsoever I have been doing with my time, with my strength, that is no longer in the plan of God for my life. See, I receive divine direction. I receive divine direction to quit them, to stop them, in the name of Jesus. I'll begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, I receive divine direction to quit things I have been doing for a long time that is no longer in God's plan for my life. I receive divine direction to quit them now. I receive divine direction to identify those things and to quit them now. In the name of Jesus, things I spend time doing every day that will not take me anywhere in God's purpose for my life, I receive divine direction to stop them now. I receive divine direction to stop them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I'm going to be praying for you now. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Oh, Father, we are so grateful for your love and great compassion toward us. Thank you for doing a lot of works in our lives to lift us up, to give us victories, to multiply blessings in our lives. Thank you for everything you are busy doing in our lives and everything you have already done. We are so grateful for all these things. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, because we are going to be sharing testimonies of your wonders very shortly. Thank you for a great turnaround that is about to happen in our lives. Thank you, Lord. Be exalted forever in Jesus' name. I ask, oh Lord, that you show your people mercy. As many whose trust is in you, as many right here whose trust is in you, oh Lord, show them mercy and help them in their helplessness. In the name of Jesus, I ask, O Lord, that you do great wonders in the lives of everyone here. Great wonders that will silence the mouths of those who are mocking them. Great wonders that will shock even the satanic agents attacking them. Lord, do those wonders right now. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you that the Lord clothes you with garments of honor. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. The blessings of God that will shift you into a new level, into a higher level. I pray that ever release them into your life. In the name of Jesus, and the wisdom to sustain the new level God will be putting you, the wisdom to remain in that level. I pray that the Lord give to you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, because we know you have answered. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen. Amen.